discuss about the forecasting and budgets. This is chapter number 9. It's very important factor in hotel industry. You need to forecast your sales and your expenses also. At the same time, you need to budget your sales and expenses also. What exactly the forecasting, what exactly the budgeting? Let's discuss. There are a few objectives are there. Let's discuss about the objectives before going to subject. What are the objectives in forecasting and budgetives are? To understand the forecasting and different uses. What exactly the forecasting? What is the importance of the budget forecasting? And what are the different uses of forecasting in hotel accountancy? And the methods of preparing revenue forecast. Whatever the revenue you are generating and how you make it a forecast revenue for the same, to prepare wage forecast and wage schedules also, because in hospitality industry the labor cost is the main important cost, where with forecasting you can prepare a labor forecast and labor scheduling also, and the same time various types of budgets also we can discuss in this subject. And the operating budget, importance in analyzing financial performance. Whenever you are making a budget, budget can be analyzed for the sales and budget can be analyzed for your expenses also, which we will be discussing further. And to prepare an operating budget, whatever the operating expenses are there, if you have the budgeted operating expenses, you can follow the same and you can achieve the profitability. Now, uses of forecast. What are the uses of the forecasting is? Looks to future, assist management in detailed planning for the operations. As a layman operator, if I am not, I don't know what my forecasting sales is, how can I plan for that? So, if the management is giving the forecast sales and forecast expenses, according to that, as a layman operator, I can plan it well. And proper yield management can be forecasted. Whatever the management structure is there can be utilized properly if the forecasted is happened before only. Optimum use of resources and maximum of the revenue. For example, I have forecasted the weekend sales are more, so what will happen is whatever the labor I have, that labor can be utilized maximum on weekends, because I have forecasted that sales as the weekend sales are high. So what I'll do is I will manage my week offs, labor week offs and weekdays, and weekends can be utilized properly. So here what we say is optimum use of resources and maximum of the revenue can be utilized. And rational use of the nature expenses, fixed revenue, operating and non-operating expenses. In as I am running 24/7 hotel, if my forecasting is morning sales are high and lunch sales are high and dinner sales are high, according to that my fixed expenses and semi-fixed expenses also I can manage well, and my profitability can be increased. Combination with the market mix and product mix. Now, minimizing the cost and operative of the services cost, consideration of the competition, image, risk of company, maximum use of the costing techniques can be made whenever I am forecasting my sales and expenses. So these are the few areas where I can control myself and analyze, and I can plan it well. Forecasting methods. What is the forecasting method? Forecasting methods, what exactly it works is percentage growth method. There is always the percentage is there. I will give you a small example of today you are doing a sale of 1,000 rupees. I say next month onwards you can increase by 10%. So your sale should be 1100 rupees. It works that way. So forecasting methods, foremost the first point is percentage growth method and a moving average method and a weighted average method and a time series analysis. These are the things we would be discussing further in the subject. Now, percentage growth method. What exactly the percentage growth method is? Forecasting room demand in room nights. Forecasting room demand in room nights shows increasing or decreasing trend. And 0% growth, the percentage growth between two periods, that is first and the last year, is worked out and applied to the previous year of the year and which forecast to be made. So what will happen is the last year, what is my room trend? According to that, I can increase my room trend, I can forecast my sales. For example, My occupancy the last year is 100%, 100%. This year I can make it is 100%. I can increase or I can decrease also. And two, periods to be compared many differ from unit to unit, instant to instance. No standard of two period definition. So whenever I am using the periods, so no definition in that periods, I can forecast anything according to the past data. Now, moving average method. What exactly the moving average? This is the forecasting, the second method. Forecasting room demand and room night shows increasing or decreasing trend. It may increase or it may decrease also. Double moving average is worked out for all the years, and then percentage growth method is applied to the data for getting the forecast. Sometimes I can double the forecast also. I can double the forecast also according to the scenario. Now, two period to compared many differ unit to unit, instant to instant. Such a no standard two period definition. Again, the same way, there is a no standard comparison in two periods I can utilize as a moving average method also. Now, weighted average method, forecasting room to nights, and the same time assigning lowest weight to oldest data in a SQL serial. If you see, assigning lowest weight to oldest data, for example, if I am running a hotel, I am running hotel from 10 years, I may not use that oldest data, but I will utilize as a recent data for forecasting. For example, I will give you 5 years back, my occupancy in January is 80%, and 2 years back, my occupancy in January is 90%, 1 year back, my occupancy in January was 100%. So I will list that 5 years back data, and I will utilize the recent data as 100% occupancy. So I will forecast my occupancy would be 100%. It works that way. Simplest method to assign the least weight to the oldest data, which we have discussed. Now, time series analysis method. What exactly the time series analysis method? Through regression analysis technique to come up with a line that maximum distance between any actual period and its corresponding point online. After finding equation to the line, independent variable can be forecasted. Time to time, whenever you are forecasting, so time to time it can be changeable also. According to the time, you can forecast that occupancy also. Now, types of forecasting, short-term forecasting, what are the types of forecasting? Because futuristic your forecasting, what are the types? Like short-term is there, like long-terms are there. What are the short-term forecasting? Weekly, fortnightly, monthly, quarterly, plans detailed for the shift, day, week, fortnight, and month and quarter. For example, I will give you, there are shifts you run in your hospitality industry. There is the first shift, second shift, night shift. So whenever you are forecasting your sales, the short term forecasting is shift wise also the sales can be designed. In shift wise also the sales can be designed. And the same time, once you are the sales are fixed for your shift wise, it comes to day wise. Once your day is fixed, it comes to weekly. Once your weekly comes monthly and quarterly and yearly also. In short term, so till quarterly, it comes as a forecasting your sales. Now, long-term forecasting, that is half-yearly and yearly, and sales profitable projections, average rate, occupancy rate. Now, we have discussed about short-term forecasting. So, monthly sales you have forecasted, monthly rooms occupancy you have forecasted. So, once it multiply it, you can come to half-yearly and it come to yearly basis also. Now, revenue, wages and operating expenses, labor hour rates, overtime requirements and rates, etc. also you can forecast. I will give you a small example. Here, you have forecasted for this month sales as 100% sales you are achieving with the budgeted sales. Last year sales, compared with the last year sales, you have increased 10%. So, with that operating expenses also you can forecast, labor cost also you can expense, so you can forecast. Everything is interlinked between. If you are unable to forecast, so whatever the sales you have increased, to achieve that sales you need to increase your expenses also. The forecasting is helpful for not only sales, in your expenses also. Revenue forecasting, what is the revenue forecasting you follow in your hospitality industry? Where exactly you are generating a revenue? Where exactly you are generating a revenue? There you can forecast your revenue forecasting. What exactly room revenue forecasting in hospitality industry? We have discussed about the revenue points. One is rooms, restaurants, banquets, and you have the room service. These are the points you are getting the revenue where I can project, I can forecast my revenue. Now, room revenue forecasting, use of financial ratios, formulas, etc., expected volume level, total rooms sold and occupied of each day, number of guests per room. So what I'll do whenever I am forecasting, I may forecast total rooms sold or occupied for each day. Each day I may say out of 100 rooms, 50 rooms may be occupied. And the same time, number of guests per room, I say on an average there are 2 guests might be there in your room. And number of group rooms occupied, last year the same month there were 2 groups occupied in my hotel, so this month I am expecting 3 groups occupying my hotel. So this way you can forecast your group bookings also, and banquet revenue also you can forecast, and same time other revenue department like gift shops, telephone and recreation departments also you can forecast. Now, revenue forecasting 2, average rates. Average room rate, now the revenue you are forecasting on an average, the sales you are forecasting, how you can increase your sales, and the same time average rates also you can forecast. Today in my restaurant, on an average the ticket size, whatever the customer is coming, he is spending 400 rupees. So I will forecast as a 450 rupees my customer will spend, so according to that my revenue might be increased. So average room rate I can forecast, and average guest rate I can forecast, average expenses per room I can forecast, other revenue rates and variable cost as per volume relationship, and other cost if applicable, current trends and market conditions, wage forecasting and scheduling also I can forecast with the help of the forecasting. Now let's discuss about the budget. So let's discuss about the budget. We have discussed till now forecasting. Forecasting is helping for the revenue and expenses also. Now we will discuss about the budgeting. What exactly the budgeting is? Revenue budget by using spreadsheet software we use to making the budgets, and forecasting revenues explained by the financial models, and each department budget by the managers. For example, I am the manager for the multi-cuisine restaurant. I would be budgeting my sales. How I will be budgeting? I will analyze the last year sales, last month sales, and a trend. I will make sure that this is my budget for the next month. Consolidated budget by the general manager, and a pre-opening budget for the new CEO, and operating budget for the ongoing. What exactly will happen is, if you are coming up with a new hospitality industry, new hotel, there is no previous hotel there, the management will help you for budgeting, for average budgeting sales also. Now, pro forma budget for the first year, annual operating budget, formal business plan. Budgets 2, capital expenditure budget. The same time, whenever you are budgeting for your revenue and sales, there is expenses also involved. That is also can be budgeted. How? Replacing long-term asset, renovation, expansions of business, long-term approach. For example, this year I am planning for the renovating my hospitality industry, that is hotel or restaurant. So I might budget my expenses is high because I budgeted for the renovation of my restaurant. Review by each ex committee member, and huge money and period more than a year, first owner contribution to be used, next capital experience, and then outside planning like term loans from bankers. Because what will happen is, whenever you are budgeting for your expenses, you might get the money from somewhere. If you don't budget, so what will happen is, from where you will get the money and all. So your budgeting sales and your budgeting expenses is also very important tool in hospitality industry. Let's discuss about the budget's third part, is construction budgets, cost of designing and planning as per requirement. For example, if you are going for the renovation, there is a construction involved. For that also you need to budget for your restaurant, and material and equipment is necessary. Now let's discuss about, you have opened a restaurant, you have opened a hotel. every 5 years you might change your equipment because the depreciation is there. The old equipment may not give the productive quality of the production. So what will happen is you already budgeted in your profit and loss statement, budgeted profit and loss statement, there is expenses are there for your production, there are for your equipments, and wage cost and other cost also budgeted, because every year there would be some incremental are there. For that also you would be budgeting for your wages also. Phase wise funds requirement, source of funds, what will happen? Now you come up with one restaurant, next year you want to come up with two restaurants, third year you want to come up with four restaurants. So first year you required so much fund, and second year required so much fund. So once you are budgeting your sales, so you will come to know how much funds you required as outsource also. And statutory compliance, example studies, plan approval, necessity certification, completion formalities. Now you are coming up with the chain of restaurants, so you would be required insurance plans, you would be required licensing and licensing also. That time your forecasting, your budgeting will help you what exactly you required as a licensing also. Now budgeting methods, one, zero based budgeting as per actual needs and cost. Whatever you required, according to that you can make a budget also. For example, to doing this much of sales, I might require 20% of the food cost, 15% of the labor cost, and 15% of the utility cost. According to that also, you can budget. Now, bottom-up budgeting approach is followed. Historical budgeting, how exactly that historical budget is. Last year, the same season, I made this much of sales. That time, I have utilized this much of food products. So, according to that historical theory, so I will budget according to that. And changing in variables if needed. Sometimes what will happen is it is not necessary. Historical budgeting tools may help you. That time, according to the time scenario, you can change your budgeting tools also. Budgeting methods, two, continued goal-based budgeting. What exactly will happen is budgeting on not only real time, sometimes you make your goal also. This year I made a sale of 1 lakh rupee, so I made a goal in such a way that next year I'll make sure that I will achieve the 2 lakh sales. That is known as a goal based budgeting tools. So how exactly it works is top to down approach, target given to the level working below top management. For example, if I'm working in a top management, I have analyzed that our business scope is there more, but I am doing only 1 lakh rupee sale. So I will make a goal to the lower management in such a way, we are making 1 lakh sale, but in reality we can make a 2 lakh sale. So my goal is to achieve the 2 lakhs, so we need to contribute towards that. So this is known as goal-based budgeting tools. Periodical review of goal achieved, use of ratio and percentage analysis used in all methods. So very important part in your budgeting, goal-based budgeting tools also very important, because you will come to know your potential whenever you are making your goals. These are very important tools for making your goals budgeting tools.